And that,
how about chickens? Where did you keep the chickens?
Some had chicken houses and some didn't. Ours, even today, roost up in trees around here.
Varmints get them now.
The varmints, skunks, you know, and the fox and so on, catch them.
Foxes and everything there, and just everything in the trees.
All right. Well, did you use that little cabin with the rooster on it? Was that for chickens?
I just made that for a show, let people live.
I see.
Maybe I saw the stretch of blanket, and it wasn't quite that bad, but that's the manner of the way I live. Everybody was perfect.
If you had a setting hen, where would you keep her and her chickens?
Live cook. We got some.
I got some cooks out there. I may show them get outside.
Yeah, right.
So I got some show how we took care of the chickens.
I'd like to take some pictures of it. And when it came time to feed the animals, what did you call that? Was that chore time or when you brought the cows in?
That milking time.
We called milking time about an hour or so.
At night, and of course we kept them in the stable part of the time at night, and they'd be there. Then we'd turn them out in the pasture, and then every night they'd come up and you'd feed them the milk and turn them out the next day.
Right.
Over in the meadows, there used to be a little poem about the cows running in the meadows and they died.
And more about the hogs, why, hogs run outside to make their own living, and eating the acorns and nuts and maybe roots in the ground, herbs.
The whole earth then was in the woods, you know, it wasn't flooded. They
can
make their living, right?
And Daddy killed high as 10 and 12 hogs at one fall, one year. And some of them time wouldn't even weigh in as much as 100 pounds. They were small hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Ran outside, made their own living, didn't have to feed them any.
I see. Did you have any wild hogs then?
Well, I've heard of them. Didn't know of any being wild around here.
Mm-hmm. You always find your own.
And had a way by marking them. Cut one's ear half up, a split one ear on the right, a split ear on the left, and cut a hole in one ear to tell each farmer tell his mark of his own hogs.
I see. That'd be your brand.
That'd be our brand, a way of identifying it. And see a man coming up. With a hog with both ears cut off, you might know he stole that hog to destroy evidence. That's ugly sign, sure enough.
I see. So they always marked him with the ear.
I'll tell you something, you laugh and get home, I ain't got time now. My brother had a habit of doing pranks on his daddy, which my daddy too. And the hogs all ran outside. He got late in the afternoon to slop the hogs. Sometimes step up on a big buck, but had a ray of fence around the And pull slop over the fence in the trough, all come up and eat. But that day, had a plank fence around there. Brother knocked the top plank off and stuck it back on the nails just slightly. Dad went to feed the hogs, and the plank slipped off and fell over in the hog pen. So, and so he about to whip brother for it.
I see that.
So that's the part of it.
Well, he'd lose all the slop then.
And in the hat, I see him right now in his hat coming out of that. And the hogs are trying to eat him hat and all, it looked like.
What did you call all of the cattle and the horses and the mules?
All down outside together, all out in the big, this ain't the way they want to.
Cattle and mules all run together,
uh-huh.
The time mules work to plow.
Did you happen to think of that poem that you were...
No, I forgot that. I used to be
in
the cows. Used to walk in the meadows and bring the milk back at night. I used to read a poem like that, but I can't think of it now.
If it comes to you, I'd like to hear
right
it.
Yeah, right there.
What different names did you have for the hogs when they were, say, very young? Or for example... Could you explain the difference between a barrow and a gelt?
Well, the barrow was the male had been castrated. That's a barrow.
Mm-hmm.
And the gelt's a female.
The gelt's
a female.
A young one? Always.
Always from a pig on up, the female would be called
when
gelt.
When you got big ones, it's called sows.
Sows.
Uh-huh.
And the male, grown without being castrated, he called a boar.